You know what they say. Fool me once, strike one. But fool me twice, strike three.
True words have never been spoken.
Oh, damn it. You know what's crazy? So I'm sitting here with this empty glass, and I was about to tell Rhodey to beer me, and I was thinking of Andy, obviously, from The Office, and then you played that. I was like, what is happening? That was amazing. Was that a new one?
No, that's an old one.
I just haven't heard it in a while. I like it. Thank you, Chris. That was good.
They need to make some new ones.
Fool me once, strike one. Fool me twice, strike three. So, and that's when he's talking about, that's right when Dwight gets fired and where he resigns, and then he goes to Staples and he works at, and he harasses that old lady. It's so
oh
funny.
It's a goat.
Yep. Oh, it's so funny. It's so funny. God damn it, The Office is one of the greatest shows ever. And actually tomorrow night at Funky Picnic, home of the Michael Harper, where he brews and works hard, they're having a, instead of a book club, it's a discussion group about The Office. Kind of want to go to that.
Who's leading that?
It's a good question. I would hope it would be, you know her.
Oh, Sam?
Yeah, I would hope so. Sorry, Sam, I don't know your name. Terrible person, I guess. I don't. We've only met once.
It's fine. Enjoy your anus tart.
Is that what this is?
Your anus tart.
Oh, a new start. A new start. Like new metal in you.
Right.
Or like a star anus?
I'll take anus tart for 600, please.
So we're starting the day with this Turning Point beer brewed in Bedford, Texas. Mm-hmm. It is a triple IPA brewed with Idaho 7, El Dorado, and Azaka? A-Z-A-C-C-A? Azaka?
Sure.
Azaka hops. Which I hope the Azaka hops are from the Aztec ruins in Mexico. Maybe you get like the spirits of the Aztec warriors or something.
It's a yeast from the deadheads that they used in their prehistoric soccer games.
Damn, if we want to go gimmicky and with our brewery, that's, we got to go there, dude. We have got to go there. Grow hops in a field where, you know, a dead Indian burial ground.
Ooh.
Yep. Brewed and get yeast cultures from it too. Woo. Call this one dead Indian burial ground beer. What style is it? Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
It's fucking haunted.
Enjoy it.
Scary as S.
While you can.
That's what I would call it. Scary as S. I like that. Scary as S. I like that name.
If you drink this, you may die.
Somebody make a 20% beer and call it Scary as S. I like that. I really like that name. Is that bad? Scary as S.
We just call this bubonic plague.
Yep.
Enjoy.
Hey, can I get a Scary as S? Can I get a bubonic plague? Yeah, that works better. You win that round.
We believe in bloodletting, and this is our blood stout.
A red from Dead Indian Burial Ground Brewing.
Do a, make it a straw, put strawberries in it just to get the red color.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yeah. Done. Give it a little hint of sweetness before you get the nice harsh notes of iron.
Oh, dead. Dead. Very dead. This is very, very dead.
We didn't use real blood. We just put a shit ton of pennies in this.
Oh.
Lots of wild yeast on that.
Copper flavor.
Open fermentation.
So it tastes like Jester King. Jester King's fine.
Most of the time.
We can start this show out here with an RIP to a brewery that Chris and I breathed. We went to the brewery tour where I actually met Michael Harper for the first time. Fell in love with him. Still, you know, that's still a thing going on back and forth.
Right.
And we met the guys from Collective. They had a T-Rex, and I made an ass out of myself because I was drunk and kept telling them, hey, you guys have a T-Rex. God, because I was trying to do the stupid line from Jurassic Park where Dr. Grant's like, you have a T-Rex. We have a T-Rex. It goes on for like 3 minutes of that movie, and it's funny to me. I still like it, but yeah, Collective Brewing here in Fort Worth shut their doors today.
That sucks.
Sad day. 5 years.
Damn.
We've had quite a few of their beers on our shows. I know we've had the Wood Fork,
mm-hmm.
And I know we've had the GP Golden Petite Sour, mm-hmm. GPS, right?
Yep, in different variations.
Yeah, and we've had a couple others. It sold pretty well at David's tap room before he was a brewery, when me and Rody were pouring. Yeah, I was shocked. Michael and Ryan, they're really good dudes. Hope everything works out for them. I'm not sure. Well, we don't know. So it's like maybe they sold the business or who knows. I mean,
they have a shindig going down?
No, which was weird.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, no closing party or nothing. No liquidate this inventory. So I was like, maybe something good happened.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody came in and paid them up or something. Oh, you know, maybe something good.
Someone rabbit holed them.
Yeah. What did happen to Rabbit Hole? It's just closed now? Just the building shut down?
I think someone bought it, didn't
they? Okay. I don't know. I did, so...
Like TKO?
We had... I guess we haven't podcasted since before Christmas, right?
Correct.
We haven't.
Damn.
Well, besides the live show.
Yeah. Yeah, true, true. But... And I wasn't allowed to talk about my life there. It was just about Brutal Beer Works. It's like, ooh, you're at Brutal Beer Works. Let's talk about Brutal Beer Works. Jesus Christ.
And for some reason, Funky Picnic.
Yeah. Some kind of collaboration, which was really good, by the way. But no, we were leaving Joe T. Garcia's, which is where we had our company Christmas thing.
Mm.
And I was driving.
What'd you get? Fajitas?
Yeah, the chicken fajitas. It's like they had all of it. So you get a fajita and enchilada. Ooh. It was a buffet for us.
Nice.
But I go around I was trying to remember if I was driving. I think I was, but it doesn't matter. Yeah, I was. I was. Because I couldn't get my phone out. But in you know those mom and pop car lots that you'll see sometimes? Mm-hmm. Just a bunch of cars.
Yeah.
With numbers that look like they were just made up.
Mm-hmm.
Rabbit Hole delivery truck.
Really?
For sale.
That's nice. Weird.
I was like, I got to get a picture of this. It had the Off With Your Red on the side of it still.
Mm. Like, should have bought it.
So one side was Off With Your Red and the other side, I don't remember what it was.
Probably Rapture.
I wanted to send it to David or Jason or Mike. Hey, guys.
Available.
But nope, I did not. It still had the AC unit up there, so it was a cold delivery truck.
Nice.
It was small, like a little small box truck.
Yeah.
You wouldn't need a CDO. But I saw it and I was like, man, I want to send a picture of this. And I just remembered it since you brought Rabbit Hole up. But yeah, Christmas. Christmas was good. Did you guys have a good one?
Not bad.
Nothing like running after a 18-month-old the entire night.
Yep. Open and everything. Stop touching that.
No, that's electrified.
That was the theme, yeah. Stop touching that.
Share. You don't know what that means. Share. Take away. That's fine. Whatever.
Oh, man. Chris, did you get anything good?
I got a pretty cool flashlight.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Worst Christmas ever.
Fleshlight? or did you say flashlight?
Flashlight.
Oh, damn. Was it a mag light?
No, it's one of those, like, I don't know, I can't remember the name of it. It came in like this, like, pretty sweet case. It's one of those super fucking bright flashlights.
Nice. Ah. I got one of those too.
Is that for when your car breaks down?
Pretty much.
Yep. I hate my car breakdown kits in my trunk. Flares, flashlights, tire gauges, everything you need.
Well, you got flares on your back?
Except for an air pump. Mm. I'm terrified.
That's what QT's for.
I'm terrified of breaking down on the side of the road and somebody running me over. You hear about that almost every day.
Yeah, that's true. Just call somebody, especially if you're on one of the tollways.
Yeah.
If you call somebody, they come get you for free.
So scary. Oh, I'm just changing my tire. Dead. Dead.
It's like, oh, I'm hang gliding. Honey, look at me. And I'm dead.
Dead. Fucking dead, man. Why did I decide to do that? All I had to do was not change my tire. Yeah, I always tell Caitlin, if you break down on the side, you get out of that car, I'm going to kill you. I'm so terrified.
Especially not on the fucking interstate. Hell no.
People are crazy. I worry about the wrong things, though, but that's okay.
Call AAA or anything.
So you got a flashlight.
Yeah, dude.
What else? That was it, huh?
Yeah, that was it, guys. That was pretty much it. Ate some pretty badass steaks on Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Cooked by the famous Jay Webb.
Yeah, smoked. Smoked by Jay.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So he blew tobacco smoke on him?
Yeah, pretty much.
Smoked.
He was pretty shit faced. He was drinking on them Yellhammers.
Ooh. Coors Original. Yep.
The banquet beer.
You non craft beer drinker sunk some bitch. I actually saw at HEB, which is a big grocery chain here in they're kind of everywhere, aren't they? Or are they just in Texas?
They might be just in Texas.
Either way. Sure. HEB, what I saw, Chris, was champagne bottles with MGD in them.
Oh, I saw the it was Miller High Life.
That's right. You're right. You're right. You're right. Yeah. Sorry. Thank you. You corrected me.
I saw that too.
I wanted to buy one so bad for our show, but couldn't do it because I knew we would drink one or two and want to throw it up.
Yeah, pretty much.
Not the whole bottle. We'd all take a swallow or two and be like, well, this was a stupid gimmick.
I was actually watching my buddy's dog while they're in Europe, and he bought me a 12-pack of Miller High Life.
Thanks, bro. couldn't spot me a $5 for a
speaking of gimmick, Chris, where's our hard seltzer?
I still haven't found be able to
still
find
still not
it.
Available, man. Still not available. I'm checking weekly. The website has that stupid finder thing, so.
Can you buy alcohol through Amazon yet?
Texas, that's what I was thinking, but I'm not sure. If
Texas has beer delivery.
Maybe they have malt liquor delivery.
I'm like, hey, bring me this seltzer. And they're like, okay, we're going to have to go to Oklahoma. That'll be $300. Whoa. Perfect. Time out.
Worth it.
Whoa.
$300 for a $3.20 can of crap.
It's a big ass can, though.
That's true. It'll get you there.
40 ounces. I did Sunday. I had to go do some grocery shopping myself. And Walmart over here in the hood. It's not where I live. It is where I live. They had the big tall boys of, the orange can with the pop top, IPA, El Chingon.
Oh, El Chingon?
Yeah. Nice. And I was like, so they didn't have any craft selection hardly at all, except for, you know, the ones that have sold out, Revolver, blah, blah, blah. So, but in their single cans, I was like, no way. I was like, this is going to be 3 years ago. I looked at the bottom, December.
Nice.
I was like, holy shit. Yep. So it was really good. I forgot how good Four Corners was, except for the fact that they also sold out.
Right. Local Buzz used to be the gateway beer for everyone that we met.
It's all right. Jesse, all the way up in Sulphur Springs, 2 hours from here, up north, up, a little bit up north, sent me a picture of a six-pack of the honey. Shoot. The 9% honey beer.
Oh, the sweet. God damn it.
This is what I lean on you for.
I know. It's like
yellow can. Hop come fusion. On. Hop come fusion.
On. Oh, it's hop fusion?
It's hop fusion?
It's hop fusion. Yep. It's the honey blonde. It's
oh, super feisty strong. Blonde?
Feisty blonde. Thank you. Yeah, that is honey, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, I thought you were talking about Four Corners.
That is also
Super B is the
that's also
Saison.
The same thing, yeah. Well, their blonde is honey too.
Probably would have found it quicker if I put a fisty blonde.
That's yeah. Something completely different.
But no, Jesse sent me a picture of that six pack. He's like, I was like, man, you're about to get drunk quick.
9% light blonde beer.
Enjoy all the sugars.
So good. Yeah, I really didn't get much decent beer over the holiday. I had two beers that I was saving for this show and drank them both.
It's hard. Saving.
Well, I had a Speedway Stout. Nice. And I was like, well, this would be good for the show.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, didn't make it.
Nice.
So excited.
That's fine.
They're good. 12. I like, so when it's cold, like, I swear to God, I don't know what it is. If it's below like 30, I want a stout bad. Like, I'm craving it. It's weird. I just want to, especially the Burt, get all excited.
Better stock up for Saturday.
Yeah, I had one of the, well, you're right, it is supposed to be 40. I had one of the Bourbon Barrel Legions for Christmas. I took it out there.
Nice. Did you see that Legion with the Irish coffee got like number 4 beer of America in 2019?
Good call. That was an amazing thing.
Pretty
you
good.
Still have some?
I do.
I'm going to come beat you up and take, well, I can't do that, but I can take you out when you're
I
not
think
looking.
I have like a full 4-pack left.
Woo! I wish you would have bought me one. I would have paid you for it. Probably not, because it's probably $70. It's like, hey, make sure you get this for me. Okay, here's the bill. Whoa!
Oh, shit.
Here's the rights to Connor.
I don't want that.
Sign over my firstborn so I can have this 4-pack of beer.
When he's able to do manual labor, then we'll talk.
How dare you? How dare you, Apple? Because Apple uses slave labor.
Right, with their tiny hands.
Yeah. Rude. That's what Ricky Gervais called out, Apple.
Well, I mean, how do you expect to solder all that shit?
Bam.
With ham fists like Jay.
Bam. Yeah, he called out Amazon and Apple for using slave labor, which is just funny. It's like, ha, I'm joking. I'm not joking.
I'm not joking. Y'all should stop that.
But you all think that I'm joking. All you people on TV think that I'm joking. So, anyways.
Amazon uses slave labor?
Imagine that. Yeah, then I watched Joe Rogan give commentary on that. And then he was talking about how Amazon had the thing where you couldn't go to the bathroom. It's like, damn, man. Damn, Amazon, calm down.
No bathroom breaks. Get to work.
Calm down. Got to get that order out. Two-day shipping.
They have to come in, put on their Amazon diapers, and then get to work.
Well, there was one thing where...
You get one diaper change a shift.
It would take them like 45 minutes, I think, to get through the check-in and check-out point. Mm-hmm. And they weren't getting paid for that, and they sued, and I think they won. I can't remember. It's like, they should get paid for that, you assholes.
Right.
30 minutes to... It's like airport security, making sure you didn't steal something. Poor guys. Whenever people out here are just buying expensive stuff and putting their cheap stuff in there and sending it back.
Right.
I read because some guy got a waffle iron that was full of waffles. Like, somebody had cooked the waffle and returned it, so it had a waffle in it. I was like, God, I'm so gross.
I didn't like this waffle. I'm sending it back.
Yeah, but...
Are you sure it's not the batter that was bad?
And then I started, you know, reading all the comments, and there were people that talked about, you know, buying I bought this Apple laptop and opened it up, and there was a Dell in there, or I bought a camera lens, like, oh, I bought the Nikon, you know, the mecca of camera lenses, opened it up, and it was like a Kodak camera lens or something. It's like, damn.
This is from Amazon?
Yeah.
Nice.
Because people will buy and return the wrong thing. And
right.
Amazon doesn't even look. I'm like, if it's over $200, you need to look.
Right.
It's worth it. Trust me. Maybe not. Maybe I don't know. Maybe I don't know how their business plan is, but I'm thinking if you're losing $1,500 on a laptop trade, you might want to look at that.
That's true.
But, yeah, it was funny. Anyway, yeah, I don't know where that was going, but slave labor.
Yep, it's still a thing.
At Amazon and Apple. It's good stuff.
So they're having little kids make those flamethrowers?
Yeah. So sad. So sad.
I talked to Mike today. He said that there is a laser pen that you can use to start fires and cut paper and burn people. Yeah,
that's a lightsaber.
And it's like $20.
What?
And he's pretty sure that you're supposed to have a license to have that.
Yeah,
but you can buy it for $20.
That is seriously frightening. $20 laser that kills people. $20 Oh, goddamn.
Laser pen that burns.
Laser pen that burns.
So he was thinking about buying that and start burning Riley.
Huh, nice.
Yep, that's exactly it is what it says it is. Sorry, I have to zoom in.
Who's that?
It is Fruit Stripe beer by Illuminated Brewery.
So you'll get a taste for 3 seconds and then it's gone?
Oh, take that, suckers.
Damn.
Take that. Yeah, I joined the craft beer Reddit, and I've actually been paying more attention to it and less on the naked people.
Of the craft beer?
Yes. No, like, just, it's kind of weird. Like, I'm seeing stuff that I actually know. I'm like, oh, okay. But these people, it's all about that stuff up north, man. They're all, like, everything that Ian and...
David.
Yeah, everything that they would get, all these dudes are just like, because there's one of the cans that Ian and David had.
Yeah, Sip of Sunshine.
Yep.
Yep.
These fools are like, that's all it is, man. Craft beer is up north, 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 north. So it's kind of annoying, but at the same point, I'm like, okay, whatever, whatever. But this dude said he had 13 breweries, 76 new beers, 1 week in San Diego.
Jesus.
It's like, that's a little bit, dude. And then some people give reviews on here. It's kind of interesting. He had a Salt River. Salty and tangy would be perfect for a beach barbecue. So I don't know. It's fun, though, and makes me wish that craft beer wasn't so local and that it could spread out, but then it can't spread out because then the local area would suffer. Because we were talking about earlier that 8% market share.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
But yeah, we had a blast, and if you guys listen to it, there's another episode previously, because maybe people skipped it because it didn't release on Wednesday. It released it on
Saturday,
and it was us at Brutal Beer Works live. It was a lot of fun.
Those good
dudes,
stuff.
Yeah, those dudes are awesome. We've known Perez. I've known Perez forever, so I already knew he was awesome. And Eric is hilarious, mm-hmm. spot on. And they are doing it for the right reasons, folks. You need to go to Brutal Beer Works if you're in town. Try some Lucky Charms. Try some. They got that Fruity Pebbles. What do you say? 2 weeks?
I think so.
Yep, that'll be popping.
What's their IPA?
They have quite a few.
Yeah, Snake Mountain was their West Coast IPA. There was a
malty.
God damn,
delicious.
There was a triple hazy IPA that was really good.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the name now.
I can't remember the Lucky. There was a Lucky Charms IPA.
I had too many of them, so I can't remember all the names.
Nope.
Or most of the names.
That's the cool part. When you make cool names, they're cool, but I can't remember them.
Especially when they rotate so much.
I remember Bud Light.
It's still good. So not hazy.
Division's gotten crazy, too. I had to go. I went to their 4th anniversary, too, everybody. That was a freaking blast. But I had to go up to the thing and look at the names when I was typing them in. I was like, I'm not here enough anymore. I was very sad. But I saw everybody. Chris, Wade, Sean, Mallory, Sean. Everybody. It was Ron. I was like, oh, everybody's here. Ian walked in. I was like, it's like a reunion, except for David, his little flu ass. Whatever, David. You just didn't want to hang out.
That's true.
I was actually, that was probably the highlight. I was like, oh, because you turned out Rhodey couldn't go. And I was like, man, hope David's there. And I was like, David. He's like, got the flu. I was like, oh, I want to see you.
Was the other David there?
Yes. We gave each other a hug and talked for a good while.
Nice.
He's got a lot of stuff going on.
With 40-40?
Yeah. Yep. Got a lot. He's doing well. He's such a fun dude, and he's so vibrant. That's one of the things about David. Yeah, this is David Gill. He's the British. We've had him on the show before.
Mm-hmm.
He is very vibrant and full of life, man. Like, there's not a lot of people that are like that.
Mm. He's not Australian?
He is not.
No, he is. Just, he's a good person.
He's a good guy.
Good people. I love good people. Even though me and him have yelled at each other before, but
those are good times.
Can't handle. Don't get drunk. Anyways, he's fun. Yeah, and he had a lot going on, and he's killing a division, just having a good time. That's what he's about. It's like I need to get to that point at some points in my days.
Right.
It's like I forget to do that. I'm too wound up, but. No, it was awesome. I had quite a few great beers there. I had all IPAs, of course. No, I actually had one of their sours. And then Caitlin had their stout, a new stout. It tasted like chocolate. It was so good. It was good.
What was that stout we had on the last show?
You mean the one that was 3 weeks ago?
No, it was just, yeah. Me and Jason. We had a stout. So good.
Fuck, that was good.
It was the caramel, the Temptress.
Yeah.
Was it the salted caramel? It was good?
Yeah.
Okay.
So good.
It's actually my favorite variant now. Yeah. Even better than cinnamon. But cinnamon I can only have like 2 ounces of anyway.
Right.
I really wish they could have done like 6 ounce bottles of. That would have been perfect for cinnamon. That thing's too minty for 12 ounces. I'm sorry. But it is so good. I think I have one bottle left of cinnamon in there too. I do.
That'd probably be good to throw on like some vanilla ice cream and just make a shake out of.
Yeah, no. Oof. Sounds dangerous, Rhodey. Dangerously delicious. Some chocolate chips. Mint chocolate chips.
That should be our next show. Get a bunch of milkshake IPAs and throw them in vanilla ice cream and see which one's the best milkshake IPA.
We should just do a milkshake off then, so we all get to make our own. And then, you know.
But won't that bring the boys to the yard?
It may.
Damn right, Chris. Damn right. It would.
All I got to worry is about my neck and my back.
Lick my neck. Wait, no. Is that what it said? Lick my neck, lick my back?
Lick my... And my crack.
It says lick my back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, my neck, my back.
Got my new move for this weekend.
How do you like that, baby?
Just licking your spinal column. Does that feel good? That do you enjoy?
I'm just imagining you as a Spinosaurus right now.
Oh, damn it. Can't think of Spinosaurus without hearing that stupid ringtone. Because he eats the phone.
That's
so
true.
So stupid. Jurassic Park 3. Hey, we got Dr. Grant back. Let's fucking ruin it.
Yeah. Ruin everything.
That's the one where that chick kicks the raptor out of the window. Yeah. It's the second one.
She does gymnastics.
Yeah.
That is the second one.
Yeah, that's the second one. Because that's with Vince Vaughn.
Second one has some bad parts too, apparently.
And she's doing it on a tree, but you can definitely tell it was a bar.
Yeah. That's bad.
Yep.
That's bad. Like, can you imagine a 10-year-old kid even having the courage, oh no, to stand up against a velociraptor?
Nope.
No. Coward to death.
Yep.
Real life. Sorry, I only want realism in my movies. Now,
that's true. I just want children to die in my movies.
That's why You is my favorite TV show.
I still have not watched that yet.
So real. Well, you're not into stalking, though. We both know that's my
That is true. I'm not into stalking people.
That is my jam, dude. Did you open that other beer with this?
Like, no.
This is the first bottle.
Yes,
it?
Correct.
This seems like it's a safety hazard.
That is correct.
OSHA is going to kill me if I don't quit doing this.
So do you need to see the first season of You to get the second season?
Yes. Hmm. You haven't seen the first one?
I got about halfway through it. I remember enjoying it. I just kind of just put it down.
I remember taking notes on how to do stuff.
I cannot believe that you stopped, Chris. As psycho as you are, that seems like it's right up your alley.
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry. Were we not talking about that?
It got too real. So I was like, I can't do this.
It's hitting close to home. Hitting close to home. Damn, Rhodey.
It's like the opposite of Spider-Man.
You let that get all disturbed. Ooh, wah.
Ooh, wah.
Yeah, sure.
That's why I didn't know if you wanted to get a little mo.
Here you go, Chris. We saved you a taste.
Would you like some mo?
This is chocolate, though, so you may or may not have diarrhea.
I'm fine with chocolate. It's just...
Dairy is in chocolate. It's the number one ingredient.
Don't worry. It's dark chocolate. It's fine.
Yeah, you're fine. It will also kill cancer.
The Big Bad Baptista Chocolate Rapture. Mm.
Yes. This is a...
Imperial Stout aged in whiskey barrels with cocoa nibs, coffee, and vanilla.
Oh, my God. Brody already got a sip.
I love coconut nips.
Ah, damn it. Is it just straight up cocoa? That's fine.
It smells really good.
Oh, yes, it does. Ah, Big Bad Baptist is one of my favorite beers ever.
Chris, the rest is yours. You can put your mouth on this.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm going to use that bottle on myself later, so please don't.
You're going to use
it. I paid for it. Going to use it.
Wow.
That is fucking delicious, though. You don't love that?
I haven't tried it yet.
Oh, I thought you did.
Mm.
Oh, my God. I wanted Chris's review first, and I thought you already tried it. I just screwed that up.
That's just kind of just the aftertaste or the... Yeah, the aftertaste is really good, but that... It's that... Just that coffee just... Yeah, it's not my favorite.
Get out of here.
Get out of here.
Yeah, Chris, everything you said was wrong. It's delicious.
Dude, this is...
It's pretty good. I like it.
It's so good. This might be... Oh, my God.
Chris is why craft beer only has 8% of the market.
Yes.
White craft beer?
Why craft beer?
Oh.
That is so...
You know me. I just go straight racist every chance I get.
Dude, that is so smooth.
It's really good. Like, there's no bite to it at all.
It tastes like chocolatey coffee and vanilla.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. It's worth every bit of the $75 I paid for it.
Mm.
I just want our audience to think I really did that.
Had to pay a scalper at Total Wine to get it.
Apparently, it's 123% ABB, too.
Ooh.
You know what?
That's not true.
I'd just pass out right now.
There's no point in there.
You know what I have noticed, though, because of the popular...
Are you saying IBUs or...
ABUs.
ABV. Big difference between the two.
Oh, that's an ABV.
No, it did not. Get out of here.
It probably says 123 because the decimal didn't print.
Did
the... No, it's there, Chris. 12.3. You're just blind.
You're a liar. That's worse than blind.
Yeah, I'm going blind because I drank that 123% alcohol.
I'm going blind. I'm going blind.
I had the stout. It's called corn. It's 14%.
Did you find the laser, Chris, that we can buy for $20?
Yeah, it's the High Power Blu-ray one.
Oh. Ooh.
Do it.
That looks like a fucking lightsaber. I'm not sure if that's actually real or not.
Man, it's only 5,000 milliwatts. Fuck that.
No, that's...
How many watts have you dealt with in your life?
That's 500,000 milliwatts. Or M's.
Can you remove...
or M's.
Can you...
It's 5,000 M&Ms.
If I, let's say I had a growth on me that I wanted to remove, could I do it with that laser, Chris?
It'd probably take forever and hurt really bad. Yeah. And you'd probably get a really nasty infection.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
And have to amputate the area. But
you're really trying to do the hard sell on me right now. Can you calm your salesman attitude down? I don't want it.
One of the videos says 20 things to burn.
Yeah.
Nice. Perfect. Do it.
Well, Chris, did you see that your favorite actress is going to prison soon?
Yeah, but she's getting some help.
She is getting some help.
From an unlikely candidate.
Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart is going to be coaching Lori Loughlin. On how to get through prison.
Did she get sentenced, actually?
Not yet. I don't think they've gotten a trial yet.
She's going from Full House to the Big House.
Damn.
Yeah. One would say almost a fuller house.
I feel like when you're thinking about when Kevin said that joke to Oscar and he was like, I thought about that as soon as you left. He'd been holding on to it for 8 months.
Fuller House to the Big House. Yeah, she's...
Whatever. I know it's so fucking... It's so stupid. Is it
Lori Loughlin?
Yeah, it's all so dumb. Like,
yeah, all for lied. A daughter that didn't want to go to college.
He lied.
That just wants to take pictures of putting on makeup and...
Send him to Weatherford...
Sexy pics.
Send him to Weatherford College. What the hell?
Ugh.
It's really so weird, man. It's so weird.
This is what happens when you force your kids to be great.
Yeah. Whatever.
Try to buy their way into Ivy League schools.
I think it's funny the kids aren't in any trouble. I'm like, they took the pictures that looked like they were on the row team.
Yep. They were complicit.
Yeah. They need to get in trouble too.
Right. Like the worst thing to do is just cancel all of her accounts.
Well, didn't you?
Social media.
Like YouTube get destroyed after that?
Give her a real job.
They all need real jobs, man. We were talking about... In one of our group chats, we were talking about all that business, and I realized that we're in the, you get paid right now to, you get paid to get attention. That's how you get paid right now, to get attention. It's weird. Ugh. Blech. Good, bad, middle, whatever, you get paid if you get attention.
That's why I go to work without any pants on.
Yeah. Ugh. If you did that, you'd probably blow up.
That's true.
Yep.
Yeah, for all the right reasons.
Guy goes to work with no pants. Oh, shoot, you're famous, and somebody offers you your own show.
Yep.
The Roadie Show.
The pantsless guy.
Yep.
You're that dude that went to work with no pants.
I mean, the lady put a Chewbacca mask on, and she's worth more than all three of us in this room.
That's like Bad Dad.
I can't stand that
guy. I forgot about him.
He's still around.
Yep.
All I do is videos of... normal family life while I have this mask on. Isn't it funny?
No.
Damn, if you say anything controversial, even halfway bad, you get demonetized.
Yep. I don't think you're going to probably disagree. I'm okay with you getting monetized for playing games or something, but all these people with their reality crap, go away. The Logan Paul crap, go away.
Yeah, it's pretty dumb.
Even PewDiePie, he's so annoying in it.
You said it wrong.
Did I?
Yeah.
Is it PewDiePie? Like
Chris, say it.
PewDiePie.
There you go.
Yeah, that guy gets... He's actually kind of funny sometimes, but I'm just like, why do people care that you're going away? You're a YouTube person. But I've also don't... Like, I've lost all my celebrity worship.
What was that one guy that looked like he was 12, but was like 37 for MTV for a little while?
Carson Daly.
No. What's his name? The fat kid?
Oh, Andy Milonakis. Oh,
yeah. That's what all of them are.
Yep.
It's a fleeting fame.
It's a fleeting flame, but yes, but they're getting a shit ton of money where they're pretty much going to be able to retire.
But they won't because they want that lifestyle and they will fuck it up.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know how Dude Perfect is a thing.
Speaking of which, did you hear that two Bachelor people are now in trouble with the law?
Good.
Because of fantasy football?
Yeah, them two idiots cheating on fantasy football. Also, they spent $6,000 to win $1 million, so they did pretty well.
No, absolutely. Well, that's if DraftKings pays out.
They're not going to pay out. That's the other thing. We live in the world with public persecution, and once you're publicly persecuted, you are guilty.
That's true.
Yeah, right or wrong.
Yeah, you are guilty.
Man. That's why Chris doesn't go out in public anymore.
Guilty.
Guilty!
Yeah,
guilty.
No, there's no way. They cannot pay them out. They've been caught.
How did they do it, though?
So you're not allowed to collude. So you can enter 30. It's 15 times, I think.
Something like that.
So you can only enter fantasy football 15 times for a chance to win $1 million, right, Chris? Yeah. But you and I cannot collude and both enter into it because that's 30 times, and then we could have 30 different lineups. So that's the only way they can hold you accountable to only have 15 chances. Because if you got a whole route, like if we had 12 people, we'd probably win it. If you had 12 people colluding.
Right, and then we just spread the winnings out between each other.
So, but people noticed that this husband and wife both had 15 entries or 30 entries apiece with completely different lineups.
The only two in the nation that put in the maximum lineups for each.
Yeah. So, with nothing, there was no overlap. Like, they never once picked the same lineup. So, and they won $1 million. And she bragged about it, and then somebody was like, "Hey, I know you." She should have just kept her mouth shut.
Damn. Yep. So she basically turned herself in.
Yeah, because people immediately started investigating. Because we also live in web sleuth world.
True.
So they started investigating, and people sent all the evidence to DraftKings, and DraftKings was like, "Oh, we're opening an official investigation now. Busted. Going to jail." Nah, they just won't win any money, and they'll lose their $6,000. And then I hope they're broke because she was a contestant on The Bachelor and made money. So,
right.
I will not take this rose. Here's your $1 million. Good job.
Good job being
Instagram. Slutty. I'm on the Instagram. I'm an influencer.
I take pictures in weird environments. Follow me.
I endorse this product.
This makeup is better than any other makeup because I use it.
Or the dudes are like, "Dog, wear these gym shorts.
Wear these gym shorts. They make my abs look better." Because I don't eat.
Poor us.
Did y'all hear about those chicks that are selling their nudes to help out the funds in Africa? Or not Africa. Australia. The fires.
Yep.
Not all heroes wear clothes. That's what they're calling it.
Damn it, I was hoping you came up with that.
I wear the rain down in Africa.
Oh, Australia.
So it's pretty much asses for Australia?
Well, that's pretty good, too.
You know what I'm worried about? Thor Love and Thunder is supposed to start shooting in August in Australia.
Yeah.
Maybe not now.
Maybe it's part of the set scene. Fires in the background.
Yeah, maybe that's why this fire started.
That's true.
That wouldn't surprise me at all. Thor and Chris Hemsworth, both very attractive. They would bring the heat.
That's true.
He is on Instagram always trying to get people to join his work. So he has an app that you can pay monthly and
he'd see his workouts.
And he gets you to work out. He's like, you know,
also, you have to pay for a dietitian and a cook in order to feed you constantly. But don't worry about that. Just do these exercises. You'll be fine.
You wake up in the morning and Chris Hemsworth yells, you know, "Get to work."
Oh, it's like a Peloton thing.
Yeah, I'm kind of. It's like, I would not sign up for this. Also, you're correct. I don't like thinking about all that stuff. It makes me mad. It's like, oh, you have somebody cook for you. Yeah, of course you eat healthy.
Right.
I lay this out all the time, man. When you think about the whole workday, get up at 5:30. If I get up at 5:30, there's not time to make breakfast. If I get up at 4:30, I can make an actual breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
a healthy breakfast. It's just, oh my God. And then you get home at 5. Your schedule is way different than that, but get home at 5. No dinner that's good for you takes less than 30 minutes. It's just fucking cluster, man.
Right.
So by the time, if I did everything like I'm supposed to do, I get 30 minutes a day to hang out with my kid.
Right. So that's why here on Casually Lit, we're sponsored by Blue Apron.
Yeah.
And Magnum condoms.
But they're also full of shit. Yeah, condoms. So you don't have, if you don't have a kid, you don't have to worry about spending time with them. Makes sense.
Win-win.
Yeah, makes just put your food in the condom and do a sous vide.
Yeah. Oh, good call. And that stuff drives me crazy, too. It's like, here, you can do this, and your food can cook. And I'm like, you're not supposed to eat dinner at 7 o'clock. You're not supposed to, because then you're fat.
Right.
Don't have alcohol, either. Don't smoke anything. Don't drink anything. Don't eat candy. Don't do anything.
I do most of those.
I'm going to do what Annie Sandberg said and live in a box. Metal box.
Wait, there's a dick in there?
Two words about furniture. Killing machines. YOLO. You only live once.
YOLO.
It's a good song. And Adam Levine? Yeah.
Yes. From
Maroon 5. Anyways. Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of upset about that.
Super Bowl winning artist.
I'm never going to get
Adam Levine.
I'm never going to have a dietitian to take care of me. Always going to have to do it myself.
Yep.
Got to clean my own house, too. We didn't even add that in this
little. That's what food prep is for.
Yep. Meal prep. Fucking microwave is bad for you, Rody.
No, it's fine.
I have not yet found a way to microwave vegetables and they taste okay.
I have a solution. Find the room that gets the most sunlight.
Yeah.
Put the vegetables in your meal prep tray and just put it under that windowsill and then let it cook itself.
Well, that's better than saying bring a hot plate, which is where I thought you were. Just carry a hot plate with you in your backpack, dude.
It's fine. UV radiation is better than microwave radiation.
That's completely true. Can you imagine just at work on your desk pulling out a hot plate and skillet, olive oil?
Oh, that'd be fucking awesome.
Making my vegetables. I'm healthy. You guys are not healthy. Fat. You're all fat. I'm healthy. I have no antioxidants. I get plenty of fiber.
I eat tons of blueberries.
Raspberries, they're good for your prostate.
Ooh, so is masturbation. So that's what I do.
I like to eat raspberries while doing that. Double dip.
That's true.
Double fucking dip.
Lubrication. Self-lubrication from raspberries. Look that up.
And a healthy organic topping when you're done.
Cream freeze.
This went south pretty quick. So yeah, I watched You season 2. You guys haven't seen season 1, but season 2 was awesome. I hope somebody out there that's listening loves You because it's great.
I watched The Witcher.
So dark. Did you watch the whole thing?
I did.
I've seen episode 1.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Pretty damn good.
The fight scene in the first thing was, I was like, what is happening, man? Catch a sword, block, blood and guts everywhere. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal.
Like, there's points where his deadpan acting, I'm like, God damn it. But it's not terrible.
There's a lot of points of that. Henry Cavill sucks.
And whoever the main girl is,
Yennefer.
Super hot. So, super hot.
Gonna knock everybody off their Henry Cavill horse. That dude has done nothing good. Superman.
Hang on.
What else has he been in?
James Bond.
Who was the villain?
James Bond. Did you watch that movie?
I did not.
I mean, the one he gets hit in the nuts a bunch of times?
Probably. Look at
us. We should be best friends, dude. Henry Cavill. Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman. What's that last one? Fuck you, dude. No, really, he's not that bad.
When's the new The Boys coming out?
Gotta stop with this. Next September.
I was about to say, that'll be a long time that comes out.
Got a little wait, bro.
Old fishy face.
Although, I'm not sure what's going on with Netflix, because they're putting out the next the show with Jason Bateman.
Oh, 13 Reasons Why?
Yes.
Ozarks,
yeah. It's March.
Really?
I mean, that's about right. It's been almost a year, like I feel like.
I thought it was August. I don't even know with Netflix. I don't even know with Netflix and Hulu. Just one day get on there. Hey, it's back. Has it been that long already? Because since they don't drag it, since they don't drag it out, which I don't want them to, like, it really messes with you though. Because you'll blow through a series and then you watch season two, and I'm like, season one's gone. It's not in my head at all. Because you don't spend a week thinking about what's going to happen.
Right.
Some of those Sons of Anarchy episodes and some of the Dexter and some of
the Mayans.
The
Mayans.
Some of the, what Game of Thrones, like, I spent 2 years thinking about that last season. Like, right. For real. Like, that's thinking why it about
sucked.
It. It was terrible. But when you blow through it on Netflix, you don't think about, ooh, season two. You're like, well, season two is not for 365 days.
Right.
So I'm not even worried about it. And then you get to season two, you're like, that happened?
That was a thing?
I don't remember that. Yep. And I thought it was funny, too, because I'll blow through a series like that, and then I was looking at those Witcher episodes. It's like 1 hour, 1 hour, five, yeah. 1 hour, 10. I was like,
they're long.
That's so long. But then I'm like,
seven. But I watched, there's only seven of them, though.
But I watched The Boys, which was basically 10 hours in 2 days, and I didn't think that was too long.
Right.
That Dracula. So I want to watch that Dracula thing, but it's three episodes, and they're all an hour and a half long.
Really?
I'm like, why not just call yourself a trilogy?
Right.
Dracula?
Yeah, it's on Netflix. Just released. Look pretty cool.
Chris, come on now.
It's like a dark version of Dracula. I don't know how to make Dracula.
You're a live pulp action? Culture
yes, aficionado. Sir. Huh. Yes, sir. And I feel like Netflix is bad of letting you know when stuff comes. Like, I didn't know season two of Castlevania was on there. I was like, oh.
I kind of like that.
Yeah, that's why I was like, I didn't know season two was back. I was like, oh.
Yeah, it's done now, isn't it? Or are they coming out with the third season?
Third's coming.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, when you go on there, it'll say, season three has been approved, or season two coming, bro.
Because they killed Dracula. No spoilers.
Damn, I haven't watched it yet. Shit. But I killed him in the game when I fought him, so makes sense.
Several times.
Wait, how far have you seen Rhodey?
What? No, Castlevania.
Yeah, I know.
The second season?
Oh, yeah.
How far have you seen?
Oh, I've seen all of it.
Okay. Yeah, that was like I thought that was finale. I thought they were done. I didn't realize they were going to make a third season.
Third season coming. Dracula's back.
He didn't really die. Just kidding.
Hide your wife. Dracula's back.
Just kidding.
And I can't remember either them or Hulu got the Anne Rice book rights. So I'm excited about that too.
Which one are they going to do though? That's a question.
They redo Interview with the Vampire. Because that movie was amazing.
That's true.
Queen of the Damned, not so much. But that's one of the first movies, I think. Like, I'm thinking, like, that's one of the first movies that I made myself like, even though it was terrible.
Queen of the Damned?
Yeah. Well, it's because you like the music.
I literally think I watched that movie in theaters and it was terrible. And I was like, I love this
movie. If
that
was remade, it would be Robert Pattinson as a vampire.
When's the last time you watched that movie?
And then Lizzo would be the Queen of the Damned.
When's the last time you watched
that movie? It's been a long time.
We should do together watch that movie. It is so bad.
Is it worse than Dracula 2000?
Absolutely. It's one of the worst things you've ever seen in your life. And then Jonathan Davis's voice comes out of his mouth for whatever reason. Why? Why? Why not just get Jonathan Davis to play it? So weird.
Because then he would have to act.
And the opening scene, he pops out of his coffin with the high schoolers that are playing in the band.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, ah, 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 and it's Jonathan Davis's voice.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, your voice. You can join our band and be the singer. And that's how the movie starts. And it goes right into him playing. There's a music video. So... like, because I watched it probably, it was about 2 years ago, and I was like, oh my God.
It's so bad.
It's
so bad.
I would make somebody watch that to torture them.
Right.
Looks like some kind of vampire movie.
Oh, it's so bad. Yeah, it's the sequel to Interview with the Vampire.
Come on, Chris.
I've never seen Interview with the Vampire.
All right, well, we're sitting down with Chris. After he watched his Tin Cup, he has still to watch Queen of the Tin Cup.
Damn.
We're having a viewing party.
Friendship. Things are changing in this
next
room right
now. Tuesday, we're having a viewing party with Chris, with Tin Cup, and Queen of the Damned.
No, Interview first. He hasn't seen Interview yet.
Well, he can do that on his own.
Interview is freaking...
I don't need to see Kirsten Dunst as a kid.
Wasn't that movie like 3.5 hours long?
I can't cut my hair.
Don't worry about it. It's homework. It's fun.
God. No, 3 hours is not bad, dude. Like, every movie's 3 hours now.
It's
like,
well, I mean, if it's good enough, hell, I mean, I'd love it.
Interview with the Vampire. You will love Interview with the Vampire.
But Titanic is awesome.
You will not love Queen of the Damned. It's so bad. It's so funny, though. Like, there's a scene where it's playing that Static X song, Cold, and he's crawling on the roof.
Right.
And he jumps down on that girl and eats her.
Yeah, and all the girls are like, I'm so into this.
I'm so still turned on by this.
You're climbing on the walls, and I'm into this.
Yeah. Because it's golf, and he's a rock star.
Right.
For whatever reason. And then he does his little concert, Locking. I know all the songs from the soundtrack. But the soundtrack was cool because it was a different singer on each song.
Mm-hmm.
Had Chester from Linkin Park, had David from
Disturbed. Yeah, your favorite song.
Wayne Static was on there. Marilyn Manson.
R.I.P.
Yep.
Wayne Static.
Or, well, no,
Marilyn Manson's dead?
Back. The dope singer is wearing his face on stage.
That's weird.
Telling me.
Is that a hologram?
Nope. That's the dope singer wearing a Wayne Static mask going on tour with Static X.
Ooh.
It's the. I don't understand what people do sometimes.
Ooh, that seems a little...
It's got Papa Roach on it, too.
Well, that he didn't do one of the songs, though. J. Kobe Shedex, or as people like to call him, Kobe Dick. My name's Kobe Dick on this CD, but the next one is J. Kobe Shedex.
I've never heard of Kidney Thieves.
What?
Dry Cell's on there, right?
Yeah, Dry Cell.
So that's the guy, Dry Cell. On that CD, it's called My Body Crumbles. It's the name of the song that Dry Cell sings. That's the singer that went on to Stone Temple Pilots. He went from Dry Cell to Stone Temple Pilots' most famous band ever.
Deftones?
Change in the House of Flies. I watched you change.
It wasn't a terrible album, actually.
No. So that album was fine. Yep, look. Here, ready. This will make you feel good about life. That's real. Look, this is real.
That would be the Grinch if he's white-faced.
This is horrific, man. How would you like to be that dude's family? Like, why are they doing this? Why is he wearing my dead relative's face while he's playing in a band?
That'd be weird as fuck.
Dude, it's so dark.
Oh, damn, that is weird.
Yeah, he's got the same hair, and he acts like him on stage.
And who's it supposed to be?
So he's the original... Well, I don't know if Dope's still together, but he's the singer from Dope. And Wayne Static died of a drug overdose. And then his wife died a year later. Very sad. And they were like, hey, we're going to do an anniversary for this album, and we're going to bring the Dope singer on, and he's going to wear a mask of our former singer that died.
Hmm.
So he's wearing a Wayne Static mask. So if you go see him and you can't really see the mask, or you just see the shadows, he looks like Wayne Static.
Oh, so he wears that thing every time?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was just for like the movie.
They didn't. No, this is not even about the movie. This is concerts. This is happening in real life. This is real life. That's real. Static X is a famous band.
Oh, yeah.
You push it. You push it. Push it. Push it. So no, Wayne died. Long time, quite a few. Yeah, if you type in Static X, you'll see him and remember him. But
yeah, I remember. I never really listened to him that much, but that's just kind of weird that he wears just the dude's face.
They were very electronic. So they don't have like a lot of.
Oh yeah, I remember that guy's face.
Yeah, I actually saw him live. I saw them, Stained and Low Pro. So, and look, there's the dude with the mask. Like you can see right next to each, right yep. next to what he looks like. Got the same fucking hair.
Yeah, it's super creepy.
Isn't it, man? Like, how would you like to be the family?
Like, I would love to know whose idea that was. Why? Like, did that guy come up to them like, hey, I got an idea. That guy's face, I'm going to wear it.
I know you guys don't really want a new singer, so I'm going to put on his face and pretend to be him. I'm going to have the surgeon, and then I'm going to get John Travolta, and I want his face.
Does he sound like him at all?
I haven't watched any of the video. I don't know. You were more of a Static X fan than I was. So what makes no sense is that I didn't like Static X, but I like that synthetic, all because synthetic. They're the same band, but I didn't like Static X, but I like that synthetic. What was that? Stereophonic? What was their name? I don't remember.
Still I waste another day of my life. Synthetic.
Yeah, I can't remember. You were definitely, you were Static X, and which is weird because you were like them and Lejeune, Seven Dust. Those, mm-hmm. And I wasn't into either. I liked a little bit of Seven Dust, but not as much. I like two songs by Cold. I'm with, or by Static X. I'm with Stupid and Cold. And Cold.
And I grab my shovel.
Yeah. Just, I love the, I'm with Stupid because it starts off with, he's a loser. And then, of course, Cold is that song on the Queen of the Damned soundtrack. That's a good song.
Right.
We kiss, da, 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 the stars, da, 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 da. Cold, we're so cold. Which is still weird because I've seen them live and you did not.
I never did.
I did.
I didn't see a lot of people live.
And then 1 year after we saw him live, that guitar player.
I did see Corey Morrow live. How about that?
Child molestation.
Which one?
The guitar player from Static X.
Mm.
Kip, I think his name was. He gone.
He gone.
He gone. Got busted in the car with an undercover, like a... That, what's that dude's name that does that kind of stuff?
Chris Hansen?
Yeah. Like one of those type situations.
Damn.
Busted. There cannot be a worse feeling than that. Oh, I'm about to get me some little kid and then busted asshole. God damn it, man. I wish everybody did that right now. You know, like 7 million people did that at the same time, busted somebody and then just wipe them out. I also think that if you're caught doing that, you should just be put down. But that's just, maybe it's because I have a kid and if somebody touched my kid, I'd put them down. Just, I don't know.
That's, yeah, it just, it doesn't compute. I don't understand what the fascination is with, like, you're 15.
Anyways.
Like all these teachers that go to jail. Yeah. You're so sexy.
I'm lonely. Go to the bar.
My husband doesn't understand me. Let's have sex.
This 18-year-old that plays football will understand me.
But it's not 18. He's really 16.
It's disgusting. Yeah, but I couldn't believe that the guitar player got busted. It always sucks when people you grew up with, like, oh, I like this dude. Busted.
Lost Profits.
That's a dark ass. That dude is a dark asshole. I listened to a podcast. I think we talked. I didn't want to mention. You should go back and edit that out because I don't even want to promote that. And I loved those two songs by him, too. Standing on the rooftops, everybody scream your heart. Raping all the... Anyways, terrible. Terrible. Static X. I did a... Lately, I've been one artist a day, put it on there and listen to it. I did Cedar today. Really weirded out, and I couldn't find out why. So on Google Play Music, which is what I use, Karma and Effect, not on there.
Really?
All the rest of their albums are on there. Not that one. So I was really mad, because that's got the... Clip the wings that get you high. Just leave them where they lie. And tell yourself. And also, I am a plastic man.
Was that the first album?
Third?
That's weird.
Is, no, I think it was second. Disclaimer was the first one. There's a Disclaimer 2, so it always throws me off. Disclaimer 2 was Disclaimer with like 5 different bonus songs. I own both of those, of course, because back then we didn't have a choice.
That's true.
Remember how paint... Another thing these kids don't understand. Oh, you want My December from Linkin Park? Rebuy the album you already bought.
Suckers.
Boom. Linkin Park Special Edition. 3 new songs. And the disc with the music videos that you can put in your computer. Remember that? And it was like...
Worth it.
You would install it and everything so you'd watch videos.
After about 30 minutes, you'd be able to view it.
Still waiting for my Limp Bizkit DVD.
Bastard.
Slither. Yep, so... yeah, you need that in order, but... I know that Disclaimer was number one. But anyways, I played it all the way through. Seether is still a good band. Just want to throw that out there. They're good. Got to listen.
They're Australian, right?
I believe so. I got to listen to some of their newer stuff that I had never heard.
Oh, so they're on fire right now.
Sounds exactly like their old stuff. It's fine.
Yeah.
No change in his, cool. No change in anything.
That's fine. Whatever.
And then I listened to yesterday was 3 Days Grace. Also, their new singer blows dick.
Yeah.
was very upset every time one of his songs came on. He's not good. Not good at all. It's like, ugh. This guy's terrible. I don't know.
How about Flaw? How are they doing?
Flaw? You can't put it on Flaw because it plays. There's only three albums. They technically have four. And they also have two that they release for no reason that are just complete trash because it sounds like it was recorded in this room right now. Like if we were going to record an album right now. It's like, why did you even release this? It's called the Paper CD.
Mm. The Paper CD.
It is so bad. It's the vocals are like.
Nice.
So bad. Popper. I'm going to try Papa Roach. I bet money I don't make it past song four. I'm going to try it. I'm going to just put it on Papa Roach, be like, let's do this, and it'll play like two songs, and it'll get to that third one that sounds 80s glam rock.
Nice.
I can't do it.
So, Broken Home, Last Resort, and then you're like, I hate this stuff.
Well, those are okay.
Scars?
But those aren't that great.
Scars!
Papa Roach is a... It's definitely a...
Are you listening to the live album, too?
Grew out of... I listened to all... You know, the Seether live album played today, and it was fine.
Was it?
But they did an acoustic one. Mm, okay. So it's like an unplugged...
Yeah. Like Shinedown?
Yeah. Ooh, that'd be a good one to put it on. I'm going to have to save that one, too.
What about Pimpadelic?
Who's the girl out there? They haven't done enough records. That's the other problem. Like, I'll think of a band. I'll be like, yeah.
With itty bitty titties, nope. Hair.
Like Killswitch almost took a day and a half. I was like, that's what I'm looking for. Stuff like that.
Right.
Old School Yellow Card.
If I have that, that's only three records. But if I have the gall.
BBM?
I don't know if I can do it. I'll have to take notes if I do Korn. It'll be so bad, Rody. I don't know if I could. I don't know if I could do that. A whole 8 hours of straight Korn. Here I am, just a man. Feeling pain gives me life. I hate you. Can you feel the pain?
Sounds like the perfect start for you.
Ah, that's a good right. That's a good morning song to listen to.
Yep.
Why, Daddy? Why, motherfucker? And he cries on every CD at least once.
At least once.
And he does that.
That's like the ugly cry.
And then Fieldy's like crying. He's like, that's my singer. Oh, God.
Shit. That's my quarterback.
Yep. That's exactly what it is. No, I haven't done Limp Bizkit. I think I've done Trapped, 3 Days Grace, Seether.
Evans Blue.
I did Evans Blue. Their new singer sucks, too. So then I went back to Parabell, which I've done them 3 or 4 days. I love Parabell, folks. And if you haven't listened to Parabell, don't be scared. Do it. So good. I love you, Kevin Madison.
Tuba Stank?
Ooh. They only have two records. To do this, you need 4 or 5 albums. It's hard to like...
Sugar Ray?
Because I know I listened to Flaw and it played all 12 songs in 1 hour. And I was like, is that it? Because it goes back to the first song. I'm like,
right.
Oh, damn. Because like Stereo Mud, they were cool, but... They have 2 albums.
Right.
Trying to think. Anybody? Oh, Taproot. I did Taproot. They've had like 20 albums.
Nice. Have you done Slipknot yet?
Thank you. That's going to be marked. That'll be a... maybe I'll do that tomorrow instead of... I did Stained and made it... I made it 4 hours. And
could you do back. Slipknot / Stone Sour?
That'd be better. Because then it would at least mellow. It's kind of funny when I'm just sitting over there. Like, I like when I'm listening to something really heavy, hardcore, because I do Azalea Dying. I'm sitting there just listening to it, and somebody walks up to talk to me, and I'm like, I'm listening to them crazy yelling right now. It's like, how's that report going? I'm like, it's great.
You don't understand my state of mind right now. You may want to walk away.
While Tim Lambesis is going, only through the pain.
Ooh, you could do Pressure in the Hinges.
Haste Today, that's... Are they still... I don't know if they... I do want to do them... I did ATR. I did all the way through ATR.
Suicide Silence?
That was an 8. Their new stuff is really bad. Their singer sucks, too. I told Caitlin last night... We were watching music videos, and something popped up. 3 Days Grace. And I was like, it should be illegal. Like, straight up illegal for you to keep the same name if you get a new singer. I don't give a flying crap. It doesn't sound the same. It's not the same band. I don't care what you do. It doesn't sound the same. It sounds terrible. It's terrible. Like, Adam, you know, the original Three Days Grace singer, has a very unique voice. Mm-hmm. This other dude comes in, he sounds like every 90s singer that ever existed.
Right.
It's like, ugh.
It's a small, empty soul.
I think they only have three or four. Them. I do it for the drugs. I do it just to feel like... Yeah, they're good.
But Coheed.
Coheed and Cambria, I was never a fan, Chris. You're going to be so upset with me.
Hmm.
Were you a fan of them, Rodney?
Yeah, they had a couple of good songs.
I wasn't in the beginning because his voice was so damn high that I get used to it. I was like, this is pretty good.
I shock people all the time by saying I didn't love Marilyn Manson. Not because he's scary or anything. I just didn't love it.
Right.
It's fine. I'll listen to, you know, his hits. Like, his greatest hits are fine. But, like, digging deep into his albums, I'm just like, nope. And I shock Caitlin every time I play Rob Zombie and sing it like I mean it.
Nine Inch Nails?
Sorry, Jesse. Wasn't really into them either.
Yeah.
I guess I was more of a chorus type of kid. We all know Limp Bizkit. I can do that all day, though.
Right.
So I don't do it.
Hmm.
I haven't done it yet. I did Linkin Park. They hold up well. Linkin Park holds up well.
Crazy Town.
Fuck, that'd be a long day already. It would be a bad day. I've listened to that first record. I got it at a pawn shop, mm-hmm. the one that had Butterfly on it. And I bought it because of Toxic, not because of Butterfly. Toxic Blood. That was a good song. That album's trash. That album's really trash. Did it with Mike Shinoda. And also didn't know that Mike Shinoda has an album. It was like a soundtrack called The Mall. So I put it on Mike Shinoda expecting to hear his one album that he has, and it started mm-hmm. playing. It's like, what is this? And I had to pull my phone out, and I was like, oh, he has a second out. It's a soundtrack from a movie called The Mall.
And the then Mall?
Yeah, and then it doesn't say who it's featuring, and one of the songs was Chester. And I was like, this is a Linkin Park song, and it just says Mike Shinoda. It was weird. It was a good song. I never heard it before.
Yeah,
so
that's odd.
It was kind of fun. 2014. And then the reason I got to Taproot while we're on this, remember that Reanimation CD from Linkin Park?
Mm-hmm.
Garbage?
Yep.
I didn't know the dude from Taproot was on one of the songs because, as I said, the goal is to not change it. It's like, get all the way through these artists to hear everything. Maybe you'll hear something you never heard before. And that's what happened because it was playing the crazy-ass remix. And then the guy from Taproot started singing. I was like, no way. And I went in there. I was like, sure enough, Steven Richards from Taproot. I was like, holy crap. So after that finished, I went to Taproot.
Nice.
So learning. That's the goal. Like I said, then I went all the way through Taproot and learned that they're fine still. He's got a weird voice and it works. I could never mimic that voice.
Right. You could do worse. You could do Puddle of Mud.
If that new song wasn't so bad. But I think they only have two or three records.
Oh, Kid Rock. There you go. Enjoy.
Oh, man. You want my days to suck.
Boxcar Racer.
It's a wide variety of stuff.
Oof. God bless. I did love that Sweet Home Alabama song that he did, though. Feels so bad, dude. All summer long. It was 1985. My hair was short.
My dick was long.
Yeah.
On the boat having sex, yeah.
Did you ever see the boat movie?
Whiskey, yep. Whiskey out the bottle, not thinking about too much. Singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long. That's right. I'm going to do Nickelback one day. Like, for real. I'm going to do that.
That'll probably be your favorite.
Because there's probably four Nickelback CDs that I've only heard the songs on the radio from, and I can't wait to hear the rest of it. It's like, oh, God.
But Photograph.
I love This Afternoon by Nickelback. This Afternoon. I love that song.
Chris, what was your favorite Nickelback CD?
Yeah.
Not the CD, but the one they did with Chad Kroeger and Saliva.
Oh, Hero.
It's
from the Spider-Man soundtrack.
It's actually a pretty good soundtrack, too.
I need a hero. That's not it.
I need a hero
to save me. That's Skillet.
I got a coming wave.
Love Skillet, dude. It's a Jesus band.
You can try Demon Hunter. How about
P.O.D.? That'll be a terrible day.
Demon Hunter. They have like 12 albums.
Do they really?
They have a lot of albums.
All right.
Good luck. It's a lot of yelling.
Job for a cowboy. I can listen to that. I can listen to that excitedly for 35 seconds.
Mm, pig squealing, my favorite.
Cattle decapitation.
No, I'm doing it. I'm adding.
Oh, Nickelback.
You got this Kid Rock thing. Oh man, I couldn't. There's like three Kid Rock.
Have you tried songs. Fleetwood Mac?
Ball with the ball. No. That's stuff that I had to do with mom. I don't. Madonna, Fleetwood Mac, Duran Duran. I know more Duran Duran than I ever should.
Pantera, how about that?
You know, that's another one. People in Texas will beat me up over. I don't love Pantera.
Oh, no.
I know. And I can't explain why, but I don't like Slayer either. I don't think I like that style guitar.
Mm.
Dimebag's great. And I actually liked... that second band that he was in with Vinny.
Hell yeah.
Damage Plan. I actually like Damage Plan better than I did Pantera. Because they had a better singer. Phil and Sam Loesch.
Walk!
Shut up, Phil. Beat him up.
5 minutes alone. 5 minutes alone.
Damn. Yeah, I didn't.
That sounded like Metallica. I'm
but
sorry.
That does make sense. That yeah, and you know that about me. I don't love Metallica either. And I'm not saying I hate these bands. I just, damn, that's so weird. So it is that 80s guitar because I don't Metallica, Slayer, or, but I like Van Halen. Mm. Can you compare Van Halen to Slayer?
No.
Okay. There's only one way to rock. Van Hagar. I'm down with that. Guns N' Roses.
Hot Teacher. You just like Varsity Blues. That's
good
fine.
Movie. Good movie.
A tan, fucking tan.
I sent Chris a text message after he was sick, and it was a screenshot of the new Five Finger Death Punch song.
Mm.
And I said, yeah. "It's on, motherfucker."
I hate you.
Play it, Chris. Play it.
Five Finger Death Punch song.
Oh my god,
newest.
You were the first person I thought of, which is not cool. Not cool, Roadie.
Wait, because you hate me.
No, because me and you know the lyrics.
What was the song called?
Just
Inside Out?
Yeah. Start that
December
one.
December 1st.
I don't even care if this 19, month if they try to sue me anymore.
Doesn't even matter.
This is not it. Stop it. That is not it.
Wait, that's the Game of Thrones theme.
Oh, you said it was Inside Out, right?
Yeah.
Hold on, let me. Sorry.
Is that not it?
I may have. Yeah, go ahead and play that one for a minute. So sad.
Game of Thrones.
So sad.
And who are you?
It's Full Circle. About? Full Circle is the name of them. The other one.
Full but, Circle?
Yeah. Poopy on you, Five Finger.
Wait, it's already there. Chris.
Full Circle. Here you go. Listen to the lyrics, Roddy. Keep in mind, it's been 20 years.
Not a test.
Wait, dude, wait. That's it,
I fucking hate it. I can't take it anymore. Yeah, I can't take it anymore. I fucking hate you. So I got a vermin preaching sermon telling me how I should think while they're busy telling me backwards. Chris, why you tell me what to think? Fuck you!
Here we go.
Of course. I tried. Yeah, I never heard this song before. So you know.
Oh my god. Okay, Google. How old is Ivan Moody?
Oh god, he's gotta be close to 50.
40 years old.
he's still angry with the world.
Look at that sweet picture of Ivan Moody. Oh god.
Not for sale. I disagree.
That's so funny. Oh god damn it.
Yeah, the comments are turned off for it.
I know I'm never gonna change the world. And you can count where they're like the Nickelback of metal. Like you can count all of the like they have a recipe when they make a song.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, the chorus is 45 seconds into the this, into that, to this. But I was, so when I first heard that, it was like, I take your cup, sick of it. I was like, oh my God, this is everything that me and Rudy make fun of, Five Finger Death Punch. I need to make a, like, doing those montage videos of every time he
I hate on every album. I fucking hate you. I played Succubus for Scott though, and he was like, "That's amazing." I mean, it's pretty good when it's like, "I never got the chance to say fuck you." It's like, yep, well, it was good when I was 21 or 23, right. Mad. I was really good. When you're angry, like if I was in the army, it makes sense.
Well, sure. If I was getting bombed by Iran, let's be great right now.
I'm not mad at all. I listen to that. I'm like, I'm not mad, Ivan. You're crazy. You're 40 years old. Anyways.
He can still be angry at 40.
Yep. I guess.
And it's a free country.
He's a drunk, too.
Right, Chris?
Exactly.
Got to say thank you. Yeah. Anyways. It does say free country on the back of Chris's shirt. Interesting. Okay. Sorry, Ivan. I apologize for everything I've said. So
made in China.
So when my fiance cheated on me and me and Rody moved her into an apartment, it was a good time. Remember that, Rody?
Yeah, that was fun. The clock as high as I fucking could.
We did all the labor, carried all the shit up. That's a true story. We did all the labor, carried everything up there, got everything set up, and the next day she came home at midnight. I was like, oh, by the way, I was on a date with somebody. Anyways.
Damn.
So I packed up all my stuff and went to Florida. I was hoping not to come back, but I'm glad I came back. You know, that's neither here nor there. But I'll never forget, I was in a record store in Florida for whatever reason, and they were playing The Bleeding from Five Finger. You know, they were playing it on the... And I stopped, and I was like, the lying, the cheating, the bleed. And I was like, oh, my God. So I had to actually ask, I was like, who is this? And they're like, Five Finger Death Punch, and I bought the CD there. And, of course, at that point in time, it was great.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much now, but at that point in time, I was like, holy crap.
Did you blare in your car?
Oh, yeah, all the way home from Florida. I must have listened to that song 50 times. It's a good song. I know Rody knows that one, too. Because it was shortly thereafter you were going through a similar situation. Breaking up. Music's awesome.
Element she was 80. A sweet girl.
That's Element 80.
Sweet girl.
Element 80 had the best breakup songs. Fight me if you don't believe that. We should do it. Element 80's music's probably not copyright protected anymore. We should do a whole show about Element 80.
We should see if the lead singer wants to come on.
Texas Christ. Maybe we can get Zach too, the crazy bassist. The replacement crazy bassist. Element 80 was the best. Bam. Anyways, this beer is actually the best. Not Element 80.
Take that, Chris.
Well, I think that about covers it. I mean, we haven't mentioned... We didn't get to talk about TKO last week, even though we mentioned it. Kind of sad. Brody said their beer sucked. It did.
It was all right. They gone. New management. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
TKO.
Didn't work out so well for the people that bought Cobra.
Yeah, they gone.
Old Town?
Yeah. Old Town Brewing.
Then we found out how bad it was. I didn't even know that Audacity was closed. I didn't know. I feel like an idiot, but I did not know that Audacity was closed, and it was closed like 2 years ago.
It's been a while.
It's like, oh! So you probably told me. You probably did. It just didn't compute. Because all that great cream soda, just like, oh, no one would ever close that. It was not good. Their beer wasn't great. That's the thing, too. Like, I was about to say something I'm going to regret. The closings, not all of them, but some of them might have something in common with how good your beer is. Not all of them. Could also have to do with competition in the area that you're open.
Right.
I don't know. And like I said, Community is not closed. Collective was great. Great people. We were there when they first started. So weird. That's weird. I don't know. That's weird. It's like Panther Island closing. Or Community. Think about all the breweries that we've been there when they opened, you know, involved with them. Even right. Martin House. Like, yep. We weren't there when they first cracked, but we were damn close.
Right.
Damn close. Went to their 1 year anniversary, I think. Yeah, I did. Thanks, Perez.
All the brewery tours.
It's just nuts, man. And then you think, oh, you know, you drink a good beer from there. You're like, oh, these guys are fine. And then they close, and it's just heartbreaking.
Like, I would have honestly thought that PGS, Petit Golden Sour, could have carried them for the rest of their lives.
Right.
It's one of the best sours that's out there. Like, my mouth never hurts so much when I drink that beer. And they, like, the peat beer. They were on Lex and Terry from that peat beer.
Right.
It's the weirdest thing. Yeah, it was weird. I was listening to it, and I had to yell at Kaylin to come rewind it, because I think I was in the shower. Kaylin! What? Come here, rewind that. What the fuck? She'd be mad. I was like... Yeah, sure enough, they're like, Collective Brewing Project in Fort Worth is brewing a beer with peeps. Cause, so every year, Lex and Terry did a peep thing where they'd stuff their face full of peeps and count how many you put in your mouth.
Gross.
It's called the Peep Challenge. Yeah. But
like Chubby Bunny?
Pretty much, yeah. But they, what Lex and Terry does is take bits like that, make it their own, and pretend like they invented it.
Nice.
Fair enough.
We came up with the Peep Challenge. And if you would have said Chubby Bunny, they'd be like, never heard of it.
Well, what's that thing?
Never heard of it. We have this challenge where you put a chili powder in your mouth and hold it for 30 seconds. Have you heard of the cinnamon? Never heard of the cinnamon challenge.
That's weird.
We use chili powder. That's kind of crazy.
Super weird.
There were some dude cheating on that challenge once.
Yeah, Jay.
Son of a bitch.
Cheating ass Jay.
Cheating ass bitch.
I'd say we need to get Jay back on here, but truth is we don't.
Nah, not really.
We don't.
It's fine.
No, but the good news is the three of us decided to renew. You know, like, what are you talking about? It expired. It expires in 8 days. The website expired. No, I think I don't know. I don't. The Podbean expires in 8 days. We're going to renew for another year. So you got us for at least another episode past the renewal period.
Because we have to say this is worth it. We did one episode after we were waiting.
It's so funny. Everybody's all gung-ho. Do like one or two and just stop. But yeah, so plan is to come back for another year. Woo!
Hell yeah.
Rody may or may not be here every episode.
Yep. Love work.
But, like, oh, I don't know, man. If you hadn't showed up, I probably would have drank this without you, and I'd be drunk.
Super drunk.
And I would not have saved it.
Although you wouldn't have had that triple IPA before, so.
And then maybe me and Chris would have stopped talking and just played Five Finger Death Punch.
Ooh, yeah, the whole episode? That'd be good.
And then send Ivan a bill.
You're welcome.
How awesome would that be?
Publicity. Just
write him an invoice.
You're welcome.
And the record company's like, whoa, whoa, you have to pay us. And I'm like, hold on. Like, I'm trying to redo the way radio works. Because it makes no sense. Why does radio have to pay you to play their song?
Right.
It makes no sense. None of it makes sense. But you should, the website should be like, oh, I'm so grateful someone listened to your song. Here's a dollar. That's how it should work.
Okay? Sure. But like YouTube. How it works. You listen to it from our airways.
Yeah.
Give us a dollar. You're welcome.
Just so ass backwards. The content creators, the people that are driving it, they're like, yeah, you don't get nothing. Hold on.
I gave him a dollar. You gave him a dollar?
About $3.50.
And then they're like, buy CDs. And I'm like, well, we don't have a CD player. That computer doesn't have a CD player. My car doesn't have a CD player.
That's true.
It's like, what the hell am I going to do?
CDs nuts.
Pretty much. Maybe if they all started selling flash drives, but that'd still be weird.
It's like, that would be weird.
Ordering a flash drive from Killswitch.
Yep.
Here's the new record in high-ass quality.
Enjoy. Has the logo on it and everything.
Jesse just hands me this. I'd take it from Jesse, though. Which, by the way, I'm going to Killswitch. Somebody better buy a ticket. Me and Dirk.
Chris.
Chris, Brody, Scott.
Chris!
I mean, it's me and Dirk. We're going to sit in the... Dirk... I want to see Dirk. I'm going to push Dirk in the mosh pit.
Yeah.
Because he'll destroy everybody.
Right.
He'll be like, oh, this is a scrum, and just knock the crap out of everybody.
You should get on his shoulders.
I might have to. That might be the only way I can see. I'm going to tell him I'm losing weight for him.
Just a gigantic Dirk and then Jason on his shoulders.
Dirk, I've lost 15 pounds. Can I please get on your back? He's like, no. Damn it. I can't see Jesse. Can't see Howard. Yeah. I hope Derek's he'll listen to this, but we're about to see Howard do End of Heartache live. And then we're going to see the signal fire, and I'm going to cry. I haven't warned Dirk yet that I'm a crier, so should be a lot of fun.
Wait, he doesn't know yet?
Should be a lot of fun. Oh my God, when I get super emotional at concerts. We'll see what happens, though, because, I'm not that emotional. But I have a feeling when they do the signal fire live, I will get the teary-eyed, but not the sobbing kind. I'll be like, oh, fuck, this is awesome.
when they're yelling at each other, looking at each other. Oh, it's gonna be so intense. It's gonna be so intense. And then when he's like, "Hey, we're gonna bring Howard back out here. We're gonna play this last song for you. This distance." I'm just gonna be like,
"Holy
this
diver!
Disillusion." I cling to memories, and I'll be like, "I remember my past three girlfriends. I hate them all." You should try to go. It'd be fun.
Brings disbelief.
You gonna tape it, or you're one of those that are like tape against it? That?
But the hope of a new day.
I don't know. I'll take a video or two, but more than likely, I will be pushing my way up to the front row and leaving in a cast. So, I'm terrified. I don't know, man. Yeah. Getting hit right now on the back. Be done for a
be
month.
Great.
Go to the hospital.
No, you got PTO. It's fine.
Yeah, I already get up and tell my boss. I'm like, I'm going to leave 2 hours early on that Friday.
Just wear one of those jackets that, like, people like break their back to have to wear. It's just like a huge, like... turtle
also,
shell.
Yeah, also heads up, I may not be here Monday.
Bubble wrap. It's like, this is the first concert I've been to since Limp Bizkit, and ooh, even then...
You could buy a flak jacket.
Stayed in the back.
That'd with be, shoulder pads?
Not a bad idea. But I stayed in the back for Limp Bizkit. Did not even move up, even when Break Stuff played and Hot Dog played, and my feet, my hair was like, okay, let's go.
No, bro, I'm good.
No, I want to walk out of here.
Good. Good. And there's nothing better than when, I don't care who you are, when Fred Durst goes, "Ladies and gentlemen," you get ready to go. Introducing.
Take that, Michael.
The chocolate starfish. And the hot dog flavored water. We need to make an intro with that, Chris. Just that part. I bet we can find the vocal isolation track for that, too, with no music.
Yeah.
Yep. Anyways, nope. Big stuff ahead for Casual It. I guess we were supposed to go over what we loved about 2019. That was actually on the
nothing.
Dog. Hated all of it.
That was a big deal. Favorite show, favorite movie, favorite color, favorite beer.
Nah.
Favorite sports teams.
Well, I guess we can tease that for next time.
No, we're not.
None doing of them time. Won. No one cares.
Yep. And big things coming. We're going to have another interview with The Vision. I know that's coming. We should get an interview with that guy from Funky Picnic, Michael Harper. That'd be cool.
We could do a product review with Chris's sweet flashlight.
That would be fun.
My flashlight? Okay.
I mean, that too.
How does it feel?
Yeah, we're all three going to try it.
And then we could just, and then we could just play, "Cold, it's so cold." We are.
Let's see. What else?
Hope y'all like STIs.
Imagine getting AIDS from... we need to stop. Stop button going too far. Other breweries. There's other breweries. We're gonna get Art on there one day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be real cool to get him on there.
My history on Facebook, you know, you have your memories. And there was a post where me and him were talking about him coming on the show. I was like, why didn't that materialize? Right. He had beers that he saved for us.
Nice.
I was like, well, I hope it wasn't my fault. If it was.
And I hope they weren't IPAs.
Might have been right before the hiatus. Who knows? But yeah, we back. But no, we're going to get him on. Get some other breweries on. Got to find replacements for the guys that are closing. Maybe we'll get David on here without Michael so he can talk.
Yeah, that
take
would help.
That, Harper. Because I know Harper, Jason, and Eric are going to listen to this to make sure we're not talking crap about
this is true.
Previous episode.
Right.
But no.
Was it all due?
Yep. Oh, and once they are in the clear, they will never listen again. So. Anyways, it's been good. Fun. Love you guys. See you in 2020.
Sorry, we have to go.
Have to go.
Today is over and done.
It's done.
Next week is close, but not too close.
Not too close.
So think about next week.
Think about next week.
We'll be back next time, but not too soon.
Not too soon.
So we don't get too old.
Don't get too old.
The show is over.